following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. As the curtain falls on a difficult season, the Panthers are trending up. Total access to your team as the Panthers look to push their win streak to 3.
Panthers on 3, 1, 2, 3, Panthers!
It's the holiday season. Panthers wives and players bring some cheer to those who need it most. This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network, and you've stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera.
Yellow 4. Get over hut. Come off that ball. That's it. That's it, B. Come off that ball, sir.
Some may say it's a little too little, too late, but don't let the guys on the practice field hear you say that.
That's it right there.
The Carolina Panthers are playing well, playing with consistency now, and looking for a third straight victory.
Not only will it mean a lot for us, it'll mean a lot to the fans. We have very dedicated fans that's been supporting us all year, so that's what we want to do.
Hello and welcome into the Panthers Huddle. I'm Mick Mixon, and with me, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera. Coach, all season long, you've been preaching to your football team consistency and stepping up and making plays when it needed to. Now that your team has won 3 of its last 4, do you feel like your points are getting across?
I think so, Mick. We are playing consistent, but the big thing, too, is we're not making the mistakes, the negative plays that have hurt us also as well. You know, we did have a couple of offsides on the defensive side. They didn't cost us that much. But offensively, you see us not taking negative plays. You see us not making those mistakes that have hurt us in the past. So if we can continue to do that, I think we'll continue to play well down the stretch these last couple of games.
Coaches, we take our first look now at this weekend's opponent, the Oakland Raiders. What do you think their identity and personality is?
Oh, I think they're athletic and physical. I really do. I think it all starts up front, especially on the defensive side. I think their front four is a very physical group. I like their linebackers. They're very active. And their defensive backs are athletic. When you look at the offensive side, they've got a stout offensive line because they run the ball very well with McFadden back there. But I also like their receivers. The receivers are very fast, quick players. And if Carson Palmer has the time to get to those receivers and get those chances to run their routes, they can be a dangerous football team.
Oh, it's big. You know, we never know what the future holds for us as far as next year. And, you know, we want to play it like it's our last game, this home game and the last one on the road in New Orleans, to get a 4-game win streak going. Before you can win 4, you got to win 3. And, you know, Oakland's coming in. Their defense is very physical. They fly around to the football.
With the last game, home game being, for us, for our fans, for our coaches, just everyone, it builds the momentum. Kind of like what happened last year, build some momentum going into next year.
In the last past couple of weeks, we've been doing a great job of putting teams away and finishing games. And, you know, that's just been the key, man. When you learn how to win, you know, you always want that feeling. And so we got that feeling, and we don't want to lose another one. We just want to keep on winning.
That's just the first quarter of the Panthers Huddle. Up next, Coach and Eugene break down the explosive defensive duo of CJ and the Kraken.
Rivers hit down, fumble the football.
And later, celebrating the season at Levine Children's Hospital. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you in part by Bank of America. Panthers checking only from Bank of America.
You play football, that's what you guys are capable of. That's the best thing about it. If there's a group that has played like it week in and week out on this football team, it's the D-line. So I want to make sure they won.
Hey!
Yeah! I ain't giving them a game ball. I'm giving it to Eric Washington and Sammy Mills. Great job. Hey! I'm breaking down. Come on, Sammy. Where you at, Sammy? Come on, Sammy. Hey. And we'll see you guys Wednesday morning.
Yeah!
Great job switching up the route. Panthers on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah! Well, welcome back to the Panthers Huddle. I'm Eugene Robinson with Coach Rivera. Last week in San Diego, defensive line played outstanding. What prompted you to give the ball to the defensive line coaches?
Well, you know, Eugene, I think they deserve the game ball mostly because of the play all year. You know, we now have two defensive linemen who both have double-digit sacks, Greg Hardy, Charles Johnson, both double-digit. Hadn't happened since 2002. But the one thing that has been very consistent has been the good play, very good play of our defensive line. I thought they deserved it.
No, and here's a defensive line play. Before we get to the defensive part, I want to look at the secondary because you got a lot of new guys in the secondary. And, Coach, I want to go ahead and begin to start it. I know we're playing cover four here. Very good defense. But as I slow it down, Coach, there's a number of things that is happening here, and I got to circle this one guy who's continually makes plays on the ball, Thomas Davis.
You know, the real nice thing about this, again, quarters coverage, we got the four defensive backs playing deep over the top, the three underneath guys, the three linebackers or the two linebackers and nickel have to match the three underneath receivers. Well, as you count them, Thomas Davis is on the number two receiver to his side, and what he does is he holds the seven route, so Phillip Rivers can't throw the seven route because he can't throw it. He now has to hold the ball and get sacked.
And see, and this is what I love about this play, right? As it continues, a big sack. Now, here's where the real story takes place here, because your defensive line is doing an outstanding job. And, Coach, just set us up. What do we have going on here right now?
Well, really what they're doing is what we call counter gap or counter O action. And based on that, what's really happening here is you're going to get a double team to the action side, you're going to get a back block by the center, and you're going to get a one-on-one back here on Greg Hardy. What that does now is, because of the play action, it's supposed to hold the defensive lineman, suck the linebackers up. But our linebackers both get clean reads, so Luke gets to his area, Thomas matches to the number two to his side, and now what happens is Greg Hardy comes off the edge, okay, and rushes and gets a chance to make a play. Why? Because right here, we're going to get the quarterback pulled up because of the double team. We're going to hold the double team at the point of attack. Sione Fuu is going to push his man on the single, but the guy that makes the play right here is going to be Greg Hardy.
And what a beautiful job, and I see why the defensive line coaches got the ball, because you're absolutely right. And Mick, they've been playing outstanding. Defensive line has been doing an incredible job.
And Eugene, as you've counseled us so often over the years, it is a three-level situation, D-line, linebackers, and secondary, and they all work or should work in synchronicity with one another. And no one has benefited more from the play of the defensive front than Panthers rookie linebacker Luke Kuechly. Since moving to the middle, Kuechly has set the leadership standard for linebackers around the league. And as our Panthers insider Mike Kraft tells us, Kuechly's on-field performance is earning him much respect and deserved accolades.
The Luke Kuechly bandwagon chugs along as the rookie linebacker continues to perform at the highest level. The early returns are in, and they are eye-popping. 138. That's the number of tackles the ninth overall pick has registered this season, after coach's review of game film. Three, the number of times he has recorded more than 15 tackles. And considering that resume, it's hard to argue against him being named the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year.
It'd be a cool thing. It's one of those things that you want to work towards. But I think at the end of the day, you don't get to those places by yourself.
The numbers don't tell the whole story. Just spend some time watching Kuechly on film, and it's easy to see why he's in the right place at the right time. He has instincts beyond his years, the ability to process information quickly, and the desire to make plays all over the field.
Yeah, very instinctive player, special in that way, special off the field in terms of the way he's come in and just really earned the respect of his teammates, and very humble young man. So he's been special to this point in his career.
Kuechly has elevated the play of those around him, and his play has been elevated as the defensive unit matures. Defensive ends Charles Johnson and Greg Hardy have formed one of the most dangerous duos in the league. In fact, they were so disruptive against the Chargers last Sunday that there was little left over for anyone on the back end.
Just a hole. It's a D-line hole. It's not just can't single out me and Greg, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we just try to put pressure on the quarterback like we do. But, I mean, it comes from tight coverage, and it comes from good interior defensive linemen getting pushed up the middle, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a whole group effort.
We're about getting sacks, getting quarterback, whoever does it, and just being a team, man, right now. I'm just not worried about the numbers.
Just out here Ready to enjoy.
Thomas Davis has also been a man on a mission. The eighth-year vet is on the verge of topping the century mark in tackles while providing leadership in a Pro Bowl caliber year.
We definitely done a good job late here in the season of putting everything together. You know, offensively, defensively, and special teams, we've went out these last 2 weeks and we got the job done.
The Cats are also getting a big boost from guys who were buried on the depth chart earlier in the season, but now are staking their claim on an increased role in the future.
It gives us great confidence. You can really see the potential that we have with us being a fairly young team. We have great potential for the future, so we carry this momentum in the next season. You know, we'll be something to mess with.
This is Mike Kraft for the Panthers Huddle.
The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera continues with the Bojangles Rewind.
Well, into this diverse culture today come the Carolina Panthers, hoping to bring a little redneck to the party. Let us show these people what a country whooping looks like, and then let's get out of here.
All four quarters, man. Let's ball out and give 110%, man. Hey, we balling on three. One, two, three.
Balling.
Get the snap, he does. Hands it to Tolbert. Tolbert lead for the end zone, and he is in. Touchdown, Carolina Panthers.
Tolbert jumps over the top, extends the ball over the top of the linebacker, across the line of scrimmage.
Bizarre to see a man of that size be able to get that high up in the air as Tolbert did. It's like seeing a drink machine go flying through the air. Has the snap. Drift back ball, slipped out of his hand. Hardy falling on it. Lost it for a second. Panther football. Carolina ball. Tight line split, back to in the eye. Tolbert again, left side, breaks a tackle, got it, touchdown, Carolina Panthers.
I don't know who's trying to tackle him, but it didn't work. A one man comes up, linebacker has a shot on Tolbert, and Tolbert runs right through that little baby arm tackle. He did not stop Tolbert, his momentum at all.
Second and 10, it's the screen tip, but caught by D'Angelo Williams, 40, 35, first down, 30, stays on his feet, 20, to the 15, blockers are there, 10, 5, touchdown, Carolina Panthers.
When it's going your way, it's going your way. As Vic said, that was a tipped ball, but it continued to D'Angelo. And he really had a burst of speed there, Eugene, breaking out of a tackle there.
Rivers moves up. Johnson chasing him. Johnson gets there. Tackles Rivers at the 26-yard line. Rivers deeper drop. Here comes Hardy. And he spins Rivers down at the 20-yard line. It's a sack by the Kraken, Greg Hardy. First and goal from the 4-yard line. Newton rolling out, throws end zone. Touchdown, Steve Smith. He caught it in the right corner of the end zone. Rivers hit down, fumble. Fumble the football.
Rivers got crushed.
Takes a handoff. And twisted down at the 30-yard line. Greg Hardy got to him.
Can anybody block Greg Hardy?
Not today.
No, absolutely not.
Now, back to Bank of America Stadium and head coach Ron Rivera.
The head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera, remains with us here in the Panthers huddle. Coach, to use your vernacular, the Panthers seem to be trending up. What in your mind has fueled this recent rise?
You know, I think a couple things, Mick. Obviously, the continued growth of our quarterback has been outstanding. I think our offensive line has solidified. I really do. I think that they've come together. You know, in the wake of losing the players that we've lost early on, I think we finally have a combination of guys that are playing very comfortable, very confident. What I really do like, too, has been the play of our defensive line. They've been very consistent all season, and they just continue to get better. So I'm pretty excited about what they've done for us. And then, again, the growth of Luke Kuechly at middle linebacker. Him and Thomas Davis have become quite a tandem as far as those guys are concerned.
You covered a lot of areas right there, but let's go back to Thomas Davis. This week named one of the Walter Payton Man of the Year finalists. What kind of an honor would that be, not only for TD, but for the Carolina Panthers?
It would be a tremendous honor because, you know, Walter Payton epitomized community service in the city and area of Illinois, city of Chicago. He was a tremendous person, great football player, obviously, but really a very good person in the community. And this I think, award really does represent who Walter Payton was as a man. And it would be a tremendous honor for a guy like Thomas Davis, especially a guy who's done so much in the community of Charlotte, to win this.
Definitely. We're a little prejudiced around here, but we cast our vote for TD. Coach, you also mentioned Cam Newton. What things have Cam Newton playing so well the last month and a half, 2 months?
I think probably the biggest thing, Mick, that you go to is his decision-making process, making a lot of good decisions, not taking negative plays, not making negative plays, protecting the football, and then making great decisions in terms of who to go to as far as the receivers are concerned, and you see the big play week in, week out.
Okay, defensively for your Panthers, some new faces in the back end. How's everybody gelling back there?
I think they've gelled very well. I think DJ Campbell's done a great job at strong safety, and then moving Charles Godfrey over to free safety has been outstanding. He's almost a little bit more natural at that position.
You're on the pro with the Carolina Panthers and Pepsi. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas.
You're very welcome. Merry Christmas.
This is our first of what we hope to have many annual Keep Pounding holiday party here at Levine Children's Hospital.
Hold it close to your heart.
We've had the wives involved this year. They brought us lots and lots of crafts and games. We've had so much fun today. We've had our friends from Fort Bragg bring in lots of toys for the patients here at Levine. We've done cupcake decorating. We've had Sir Purr, the Top Cat. It's been a blast today.
White, blue, a little bit of silver in there.
A lot of the kids can't be home for Christmas, be with their family, be with their friends. So it's just good to come here and put a smile on all their faces, you know, especially during the holiday season, you know, when everyone wished that they could be home. Just seeing these kids in such high spirits, even though with the situations that they're going through, it's really humbling.
Want a picture with Santa?
Yeah.
Been jolly great. These kids need some holiday spirits, so I came down. Yeah, the Panthers are my favorite team, and I recruited them as elves because my elves are so busy making toys and all sorts of great stuff in the North Pole.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The Panthers Huddle continues with your host, Eugene Robinson.
Welcome back to the Panthers Huddle. The Carolina Panthers have an opportunity to win a third straight game. Now, standing in the way is an Oakland Raider team that is really hard to figure out. They are 4-10 on the season, but boast an excellent running back and a defense that last week shut down one of the best running attacks in the National Football League. Well, you know what time it is. It's time to go into the enemy camp. Last Sunday, on the leg of kicker Sebastian Janikowski's 5 field goals, the Raiders shut out the Kansas City Chiefs 15-0. Oakland's defense shut down the Chiefs' potent ground attack, limiting Jamaal Charles to just 9 yards on 10 carries. Oh, that's awful. The Raiders also harassed Brady Quinn all afternoon, forcing one interception by Hansen and limiting the Chiefs to just 136 yards in the air. The Panthers' defense had better strap it on very tight because, based on last week, they will see plenty of number 20, running back Darren McFadden. McFadden was handed the ball 30 times, rushing for 110 yards. Now, he does it with two guards, Bryson and Carlisle, so watch out when they pull. Former Panther Mike Goodson also carried the ball 13 times for 89 yards, including this 43-yard scamper.
The Raiders have one of the best field goal kickers in the NFL, Sebastian Janikowski. Coach, he had 5 field goals last week, but as you begin to break the Oakland team down on offense, is Darren McFadden really a guy you might worry even more about?
Very much so, Mick. You know, he's missed the last few weeks because of the injury. He's back, played against Kansas City, and played very well. He really controls the line of scrimmage in terms of his ability to run the football, whether he's going to run it inside or outside. And because he's that way, you're not quite sure as a defender where you've got to be.
And, Coach, you get this big line blocking for McFadden. You get to see exactly how good he is. He just finds those gaps, able to get up the space. And if there's any type of holding, any type of just hesitation, he's going to find it. And when we go to the end zone shot, Coach, you're going to see exactly what we're talking about. This team, for whatever reason, they love to pull their guards and counters and powers.
Yes, they do. You know, they're a stretch team. They like to get the ball outside with the outside zone. They run the inside zone, but they also like to run the counters and the powers. In this instance, we're going to get a counter, and what's going to happen is the play is going to be really off of this guy right here. Based on what Tom Bahali does, okay, whether he gives him the edge or he squeezes down and forces the ball to stay inside, McFadden will make his cut. But what does happen, the guard pulls around, seals him on the edge, doesn't let him outside. McFadden will bounce this ball and get around the edge.
And see, that's what you want to be careful. You want to be careful because as you're talking about the edge right there, that's what we're talking about, this guy bouncing out of something that looked like it didn't get sealed properly.
And as you look at this picture, the biggest mistake right now is you see Holly's shoulders are turned. They're perpendicular to the line of scrimmage instead of parallel. If he's parallel, he has a chance to get outside, keep McFadden from getting the edge. But because he turned him, now McFadden has a chance to bounce it outside and make the turn.
And then he takes it to a tune of 15, 18 yards on the football field, because that's the type of back, Mick, that we're dealing with. You got to get a hit on this guy, and you got to stop him at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, good words, Jeannie Robb. And Oakland won the game that you guys are referring to. Carson Palmer did just enough in that game. Coach, what kind of a quarterback is he?
Well, you know, if you give him time, he'll have an opportunity to pick you apart. He's still got a very good arm, makes good decisions, but if you can pressure him, force him to throw the ball before his receivers complete the routes, you have an opportunity to make plays against this offense. But the key, though, as far as I'm concerned, is going to be what happens with the line of scrimmage. What happens at the point of attack? Are we winning with our D-line, or are they winning with their O-line?
And then here's another thing that I like about the defense, because we haven't talked about there. They got a guy in there named Seymour who's always been disruptive, and he's a guy you have to account for.
Well, I think Seymour and Kelly are both two very good tackles, you know. And if you can win at the point of attack with them, with your offensive line, you give your quarterback a chance to find your receivers downfield, you can have a big day.
Oakland is making its fifth trip to the East Coast. We want them to have a sad and melancholy flight home. It's the home finale of the 2012 Carolina Panthers season. The Panthers will be hosting those Raiders. Kickoff scheduled for just a few minutes after 1. If you're coming to the stadium, we'll be tickled to death to see you, but make sure you come early so you can get screened and wanded and patted down and enjoy all the pregame excitement as you should. The broadcast that you'll be turning their audio down will come from CBS. You join Eugene, you join Jim, you join me on your local Panthers radio network station. And Coach, a third straight win, what would that feel like for your Panthers?
It would be great. You know, it would be really telling us that we have that kind of ability. We've developed the type of team that I believe we can become. And as we go forward, I think it bodes well for us.
Appreciate it, Coach. Good luck. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Matt.
All right. For Coach Rivera, for Eugene Robinson, for our entire Carolina Panthers staff, happy holidays to you and your family. Appreciate the visit, and we'll see you next week right here inside the Panthers Huddle.
You've been watching The Panthers Huddle, a copyrighted presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the NFL.